Well, you know, I didn't even know that's what Kyle was talking about. I was so busy in love with his voice that I wasn't even listening to what he was saying. I was like, uh-huh.
Oh, Joe.
Right?
So those messages from Joey were on our Twitter feed, and we also got some tweets from the big fat one, Big Fatty. He was kind of involved in a Twitter conversation that we had with Tom in Chicago. Hey, Tom. Tom said he's finally catching up on catching up, so he just started listening.
I know. I'm very excited. I always like having new listeners. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
In love with his voice.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1898 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of May 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to give you a blow-by-blow. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about any blowing going on over the Horror Hotel weekend. Hello, preparers. Big Fatty, are you prepared? No, I'm not prepared, but y'all, you are prepared. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are preparers because you better be preparing because, you know, tomorrow is Racist Chips and Salsa Day, and you got, Big Fatty, you got to be prepared for Racist Chips and Salsa Day. It's true. And, you know, that's also when Miss Kitty and I, one of the two times a year, we go by and see my friend George. Big Fatty, when are you going to go now that you've moved to the Fat Villa? I guess I'll go at lunchtime. Miss Kitty, are you available? Big Fatty, he can't hear you. Oh, he can hear you. You can't hear him. But y'all, I hope your first Monday in May, Shalom Alakay, is going well. Y'all, by the way, I was remiss in not mentioning that it was a full moon this past weekend on Sunday. But Big Fatty, there'll be enough effects on today to carry over, kind of move forward. Y'all, if things are a little batshit, Big Fatty, she's on vacation. Oh, okay. Without further delay, I'm going to tell you about the Horror Weekend. Big Fatty, please, we don't need all the details. Only that hat M is the only one that ever wants to hear all the details. And no, we don't need to hear. I'll give some detail. Big Fatty, I'm going in the other room. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I, of course, recorded Thursday night over there at the Horror Hotel, and we had gone to supper with that Dolph Dietrich and several folks said that they went and looked up his picture, and he was like, yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. He's a big man and just delightful. And y'all, just in case you want to know who the other Pwn stars are, y'all, it was Dolph Dietrich, and it was Drew Sumrock, it was David Montgomery. He was my favorite. Big Fatty, what are you whispering over there? Brock. What was Brock's last name? Brock something. Brock was cute. He was a cute little thing from San Francisco. So nice and easy to try. Christ, Big Fatty, you whispered again. What was Brock's last name? Big Fatty, we don't know. Dolph Dietrich and Drew Sebastian. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. When he gets an erection, y'all, he has to get lightheaded, because with all that much blood rushing into that thing, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about that. And did I mention David Montgomery? He's my favorite. Big Fatty, you're whispering. They were from, let's see, Dolph Dietrich lives in Boston. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. No, I've got to go get my chips inside. I'm dropping shit all over the floor. Big Fatty, what are you doing? You're supposed to be doing the new show. Dolph Dietrich was from, where was he from? He was from Boston. David Montgomery, it was from, DC. He's my favorite. And Big Fatty, you did it again. Brock, what is Brock's last name? I don't remember. Big Fatty. Brock is from San Francisco. Big Fatty, you're supposed to say it like JR. San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty. So nice in there to twice. And Drew Sumrock is from New York City. New York City, he can bring the salsa for the racist chips and salsa. Well, he forgot, I guess. But, they were the Pawn Stars that were there this weekend, and y'all, they asked Big Fatty to be what are you, Big Fatty? I was the master of ceremonies. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds important. And y'all, so I was on the micro-hoist, chatting it up and introducing everybody and keeping the wheels turning. Big Fatty, those weren't wheels that were turning. Let's go back to the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, Thursday night, I did not see Snake. Thursday night, Snake had just driven in from Fort Lauderdale, and boy, were his arms tired. Big Fatty just flies in. He is just floating, and his arms are tired. Oh, okay. Well, maybe, I don't know. So I didn't see him Thursday night. I guess he was in recovery mode, but I sure did see him on Friday. Y'all, Thursday night, I was squirrely. I was just squirrely on Thursday night, and y'all, they have something called the maze. They have something called the maze where they have it every night. It's all the time. It's during the day too. And y'all, Big Fatty went in the maze, and y'all, needless to say, I wasn't squirrely when I left it. Big Fatty, please. But y'all, there was some Bobo honking. Let's just say that. And it ended in a pleasant surprise. Big then on went to Dubrovka's with the DJ for the weekend. That was DJ Bill E. And y'all, he was axing Big Fatty about how to do a little show. Big Fatty, he's really scraping the bottom of the barrel, isn't he? Well, I'm going to put him in touch with that Daniel Biba and that Adam Burns. But we went to Brofka's, and y'all, then, you know, it was just kind of a relaxing day. People started arriving. Y'all, there was a good crowd there on Thursday night also. Then on Friday night, they had a meet and greet. They had a meet and greet over at the what used to be the filling station there, and now it's the cha-cha dance club now, y'all. Although I don't think it's gonna make it as a cha-cha dance club, We went over there for the introductions, and then each of the guys got up and danced around in their underpants, and y'all, I felt sorry for Brock. What,
Big Fatty, you still don't remember his name?
Poor Brock had just gotten in. He had just flown in from San Francisco,
and his arms tired.
Well, okay, y'all, the poor thing. He had to get up at 3:30 a.m. in the morning to get to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto, and y'all, he didn't get in till the Jara Hotel till about 7 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, he says, if I stop moving, I'm just gonna
yes, Big Fatty,
y'all, it's gonna bother the living hell out of me if I don't know what his last name is.
Big Fatty, why don't you let me go on to the Jara Hotel website and look for it? Okay.
it was... So y'all, the thing is Brock Rustin, that was it. Brock Rustin, Rustin, and Drew Sumrock, Sumrock, and Dolph Dietrich and Drew Sebastian and David Benjamin. He was my favorite.
Big Fatty, you're whispering again.
They got out there and they started dancing, but y'all, they made them dance entirely too long. I mean, it was like, come on, you know, and the guys were just, it was like, okay, enough, you know, the tips had stopped and they were just kind of out there going, okay, enough. They were tired too. So went back to the room after that was all over. Had a couple of cocktails at the bar, and went back. And of course, Big Fatty had to tip each of the performers, and I introduced myself to each one of them that evening. Went back, and y'all, there was a rap. There was a rap at the door, and it was Snake.
Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely to see him.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Benny, we do not need to know the details.
Then Saturday morning, we got up and went to Brofka's again. I went with a different group on Saturday morning and then came back. And y'all, then the festivities began at noon with a weenie roast.
Big Fatty, that sounds violent.
No, it was hot dogs on the grill.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Hot dogs cooked on the grill. Y'all, is there anything better than a hot dog cooked on the grill?
Well, maybe Snake the night.
Okay. So we had hot dogs on the grill and people were laying out by the pool. Y'all, it was a lovely weekend. It wasn't too hot, wasn't it? Y'all, it was a Goldilocks weekend. A Goldilocks weekend. It was just right. Not too hot, not too cold. It was just right. Y'all, then about 2 p.m., no, about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, the Pawn Stars, we had a stage set up at one end of the pool, and they got up on the little wall where the waterfall comes out at the far end. It's what would be the diving board end of the pool. And y'all, they were up there, and y'all, all of a sudden, they were taking their underpants off, and they were doing some bobo hop.
Ready?
They were honking Bobo and y'all. Evidently, they did not get have lunch because they were eating weenies and eating buns.
Ready? They were licking those buns like there was extra mustard on them or something. Yeah, it's true.
And y'all, it was just lovely. And this was a time that you could have your cellular telephonic device out there and take pictures. And then after it was over, they would go around and you could have your picture taken with them and everything.
Big Fatty, did you have your picture taken?
No, I did not. They came to the other end of the pool where the stage was, where Big Fatty was. And y'all, we played Naked Twister. They were all into each other's business, and y'all, they had their butts in each other.
Big Fatty, I thought you said they did that at the other end.
This was while they played Twister. Their butts and nuts. They were nuts to butts playing Twister.
Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar.
And y'all, then Then we took a little break, and everybody had to go put the cellular telephonic devices away. No phones, no cameras or anything. And y'all, it was about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, came back, and y'all, they put on a show like you would not believe. It was Pound the Hound. Betty, Pound the Hound. anyway, and y'all, they were, if there was a crevice, it was filled. If there was a tongue, it was used. And y'all, there was no, yes. And y'all, then afterwards, they played around with some of the folks there at the thing. And y'all, this went on for the rest of the afternoon. And people just started honking bobos and everything out by Big Fatty. Do you think that was allowed? Well, it's not allowed except at this party. Oh, okay. And y'all, they had put up plastic so people who hadn't paid to be able to go in to see it couldn't go in to see it. And you had to have a wristband and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, they had slings set up out there and a rim chair.
Big Fatty, I sat on that and I hopped up quickly because somebody kind of scooted it under that.
Well, you don't sit on a rim chair unless you're ready.
Big Fatty!
Y'all, this is the first one of these I'd ever been to, but y'all, it was live pwn is what it was, y'all. It was just live pwn. And y'all, later in the afternoon, Big Fatty fixed him some Tangeray 10 and tonic. I had a couple of those, and y'all, I was feeling no pain, and I came back. Night, y'all, we went and had a pizza pie at the Yellow Mushroom, and I brought half of mine back. I got the gluten-free. I brought half of mine back, so I had the other half of that. And y'all, after I had that all to drink and that pizza pie, y'all, I laid down. I turned on the Atlanta Braves sports ball game. Y'all, I fell sound asleep. Sound asleep until 7 a.m. in the morning this morning.
Yeah, Big Fatty, you didn't have Snake come by.
Well, he may have come by, but I can assure you he didn't come a knocking. Y'all,
yes, Big Fatty, you needed your rest. The elderly need their rest, especially this coming Thursday. The elderly on this Thursday are really going to need their rest.
So y'all, I kind of petered out.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
Pooped out.
Big Fatty, go back to petered out.
All right, I petered out on what do you call it? A Saturday night, and y'all. Then on Sunday morning, I got up and I got dressed. Y'all, they were all asking, "Where's Granny? Where's Granny? Where's Granny?" And y'all, they would say, "Where's Granny?" Except for the one of the guys that runs the cafe, and he goes, "Where's that drunk ass loud bitch that usually comes over here with you,
Big Fatty? We love him."
Granny and Durwood were missed, and they were asked about. But y'all, the hot dog weekend is planned. I checked on the schedules for that weekend, and y'all, it looks like we are good to go, as they say. So that's gonna be in July. I think it's like the 16th through the.
Oh, Big Fatty, where did the time go?
I don't know, y'all. Did I mention that David Montgomery was my favorite?
You're whispering again.
Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, on the trip, trip back, y'all, it was very uneventful. I left about 10 a.m. in the morning, and, you know, I was back here at the Fat Villa by 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the Joe Batan Show, and y'all, they were talking about Digga. They were talking about Digga. You know, this is Digga's first day off as a retiree. And Joe, what did you think of David Montgomery?
In love with his voice.
Big Fatty, I didn't hear his voice at all. His mouth was full the whole time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.